Okay, the last stop on our distribution journey is looking for how we can sell PDF ebooks. As I said, we were going to look at two kinds of print books, that's offset and print on demand, digital printed books, and two kinds of ebooks. The vast majority of them are the ones we talked about in the last lesson, the EPUB and MOBI files that are sold by the big ebook retailers. There's also the PDF ebook, the poor stepchild of the ebook universe. You know, there is nothing more common than PDF ebooks. You see them on lots of blogger sites. Hey, I give them away and sell them myself. They're great for that kind of thing. And every book that's published these days generally exists as a PDF, and yet there is really very small market for PDF ebooks. And I think that's too bad. There are a lot of things about PDFs that are really great. Now, PDF, and we've talked about this in some earlier lessons, but PDF books are really well suited for any book that's heavily illustrated. It's got art in it, photography, travel books, things with maps, or any kind of complex formatting. In other words, if you've got a lot of illustrated material or you need precise placement on the page, these are things that are difficult or impossible to deal with in reflowable ebooks like EPUBs and MOBIs, Kindle books. Whereas a PDF is an actual exact representation of what would be printed on the page if you printed this book. And you can get beautiful color and black and white graphics, photographs, artwork. You could do beautiful typography that suits your book perfectly, and know that no user is going to be able to change all the fonts in your book to Arial or Verdana or Times New Roman or something like they can with an EPUB or MOBI book. In other words, it's really a fixed layout, very much a fixed layout product. You can enlarge and reduce it. They are a little bit hard to read on a small screen like a smartphone. They are beautiful, though, on a tablet like an iPad or a Kindle Fire. The iPad is maybe the best PDF viewer I've ever seen. It's just stuff looks gorgeous on it. Now, if you have books with very complex layouts, like lots of tables, charts, graphs, lots of levels of subheads, you know, a PDF is going to look much, much better than any other kind of ebook. And that goes for all kinds of illustrated material. You can put DRM, which is Digital Rights Management, on these PDF books, which is an attempt to prevent people from copying your book. Most people have gone away from DRM because it can make it kind of a pain to just own the book. Readers don't like it, and sometimes they won't even buy a book that's got DRM on it. So I think it's really going by the wayside for most books, unless you have some kind of very, very expensive content, like directories or stuff like that, that you're selling to a very limited market at a very high price, and you don't want that stuff pirated. Now, when your book is being prepared for printing, you can get your book designer at the end of the process to create a special PDF that you can use for sale or for review purposes. And what you would want to do there is take the interior PDF and have the designer add to it the front and back covers of the book. You can also then use Acrobat Professional, which is the best program for putting together these PDF ebooks and probably is owned by your book designer. You can use Acrobat to automatically go through the book and take all of the images in it and take them down to 72 DPI. It's called downsampling. And you'll remember in an earlier lesson we talked about how for printed books you have to have 300 dots per inch images. Well, if you're concerned at all about people ripping off your images or pirating your book, you know, this prevents that because the 72 DPI images can't really be used very well for printing. But they're going to show up great on screen, and that's where people read PDF ebooks. Now, just to give you an example, I want to show you a sample of a book that I did this way. Let me get this to a size that you can see. Okay, now this is a book that I did for a client last year, The Boy Behind the Gate for Larry Jacobson. It's a story of his sailing around the world. And this was done as a hardcover book with a jacket and printed end leaves, which are the sheet of paper that's glued to the inside front and back covers of hardcover books. So this PDF that you're looking at right now is one I created for the author to use both for his reviews to send to reviewers and also if he wanted to sell any PDF books. So you can see here that the first page is actually the front cover. And as we page through it, you can see that when you open it, it looks just like a hardcover. It's got that little jacket flap, and that's taken right off the artwork. We also were able to show the beautiful end leaves that Larry and I had made for the book that show his journey around the world. And then it just goes into the book. And likewise, at the end of the book, you can see the book ends, then we have the end leaves again, and then we have the back cover flap. And as you keep going, you get to the actual back cover of the book. So this file shows you that you can create a PDF that looks just like a printed book. And if you were to charge for these, then I think customers would be pretty happy to get this level of PDF. Okay, what are you going to do about selling these PDFs? As I said, there isn't much of a market for them, but two places you can check out if this is something that interests you for your books is Scribd, and that's Scribd.com. It's a fantastic community of readers. They have millions of people who belong there, have accounts. A lot of information on Scribd is free. You can upload free newsletters, free PDF documents. You can upload things you want to give away. You can also upload like the first few pages of a PDF ebook and say, hey, if you want the rest, it's costs this much. And you can sell books right off the Scribd platform to their millions and millions of users. And they're quite used to buying PDF ebooks there, so it's a better environment. And similarly with BookLocker, who also they're more selective. You can't just upload your stuff there as you can at Scribd. You do have to go through an approval process, but they do retail PDF ebooks, and that might be a good place for you. So if this is something that appeals to you, you can check both of these retailers out, and keep in mind a PDF ebook is also something that you can sell very easily on your own website. Since there's no fulfillment, you can sign up with a service like eJunkie.com, which is a very inexpensive service. I use it myself, and it's really great for delivering digital products. They give you a You sign up for the account, it costs like $5 a month. It's extremely reasonable. And you can create buy buttons, and then somebody hits the buy button, they go through the shopping cart, and then eJunkie automatically delivers the document to them, the PDF ebook. So it all runs seamlessly and automatically, and it's really a nice thing. So that wraps it up for PDF ebooks, and that's the end of our trip down the distribution street to see how you're going to get your books to your readers.